Kelvin McAvoy, which one's your best 4-hour punters out there today, Kelvin?
I think Festus is a very good colt.
Matt Kamani.
KU is also a good chance, and she's been working really well.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Festivus into KU the place.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Festivus just on the line. Barhash, three lengths on the line to either Hilverston or Kailoo.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do, and nice to be able to have an early mail today. No racing in Victoria, we know that well and truly, but we are heading today, Whitey, to Corowa.
Beautiful Corowa. Beautiful golf course at Corowa.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that in.
Okay.
27 holes at Corowa.
What sort of track have we got?
I can tell you that today we've got... It's probably more important. Rail is true. Track conditions, soft seven. Weather is overcast. We haven't got a penetrometer reading at this stage. I can also give you scone if you want.
Righto.
Rail position is out 6 metres from the 800-metre mark to the winning post, and 4 metres the remainder. Track condition there is a soft six overcast and penetrometer 5.13.
Righto. So soft seven at Corowa, soft six at scone. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to go to Corowa today and catch up with Mitchell Beer, who's very, very good on the social media activity. Got some good used horses for sale too, so I've seen recent times. He joins us on the early mail. Mitch, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How are you going?
We're going very well. How are those horses selling on the Twitter?
No, going well. Bought one from New Zealand and one from Sydney last week, and they're all done. So can breathe a sigh of relief and go again.
It's a nice little model you got running there. All right, it's going well for you. And I like backing your horses, and we've got four in action today.
Before we go to the horses, I just want to agree with Mitch that Takeshi's Castle should be part of the Olympics. It's one of the great TV shows of all time and should be part of the Olympics. If they've got skateboarding and that sort of thing, BMX riding and rock climbing, they should have Takeshi's Castle.
You okay?
Couldn't get it out. So I just wanted to say I agree with you, Mitch.
Okay. Thanks. Not many do, but, mate, I appreciate it.
Righto. Well, that's good news for everyone. Takeshi's Castle's getting some love. Gallant Run, can it get some love today? It is jumping out of barrier four, race two, number 10 for you today, Mitch. It's been sort of around the mark, a couple of fourths this campaign, but not really in the money. What's Gallant Run got for us today?
Don't know, to be honest, mate. He's had 17 starts and hasn't delivered. Today could be the day. I mean, he's been really unlucky not to win a few, but, God, when they've had 17 cracks, you start running out of excuses, even as a racehorse trainer. he's drawn barrier five. He'll probably come in one or two with scratching. I do must say, boys, I hate to break it to you, but I reckon we're touch and go of racing at Corowa today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had a stack of rain and, you know, with only two meetings on in Australia today, the hopes of the nation. yeah, I think they're inspecting the track soon. So I'd say if we do go ahead, we'll be on, you know, a 10.
Right. Okay, so that soft seven is old information.
Yeah. Running with yesterday's news, boys. Come on.
Well, it's not the first time we've done that around here, Mitch. That's pretty much...
They'll do a track reading at about... sort of right about now, I'd say. So any minute it will come through. But, yeah, we have had a huge amount of rain in the area overnight. But the horse, like Gallant Run, he won't be affected. Sort of whether it's a 7 or a 10, he'll get through it. But on his day, yeah, he should be able to take care of these. But he has, you know, got a few convictions.
Righto. Well, race three, you got two that might run if the races are held. Three, Innisbrook, and number five, Innavale, whose Innavale's heavy track form's been pretty good and fairly in the market. What are your hopes for these two?
I reckon I'll scratch Innisbrook with the track being heavy. But on the flip side of that, I think it really increases Innavale's chances. She's only had two runs for the stable and she's sort of a big solid mare that's taking a little bit to get fit. First up was sort of like a trial for her, and then she just missed in the last stride, last start. Loves the heavy conditions. Gets him well at the weights with a senior going on for the first time. She's had two claiming apprentices. Her first two runs back, and the wet will only improve her chances. So she's a nice chance at the odds.
And then race 7, number 4, Seventh Seal. Sounds like a horse that should like the water and the wet track. Heavy track form's been good. One win, two placings from four starts. Been good this campaign. Couple of thirds to start the campaign. Can we go one better, or two better today?
Yeah, well, he's got a good name. He's a full brother to First Seal. So,
Exactly,
they think they intended Seventh Seal to be going around in the 50 at a Corral. We all end up in places that we didn't imagine. But he's gone great. I really like him today, to be honest. He's had excuses his first two back. Nothing's worked out for him. Back to the 1,000 now, rock hard fit with the shades on. The wetter, the better. I'll probably really hope they go ahead today, mainly for this horse. I think it's his day today.
So of all those runners, we probably scratch Innesbrook, of the three runners, so which one's your best? Is that it?
Yeah, just him. He's the one that I'd steer everyone into today, especially at the odds. You know, I think there's about $8 around for him at the moment. So money back to place. He's worth something each way, definitely later in the day.
7.50, 2.50, the early market at tab.com.au. Race 7, number 4, the best today at Corowa for Mitchell Beer. Just before we let you go, any feedback from Jess Fox? Are you a chance?
I've had a few DMs line up last night. I'll have to go through them. I'm sure she's one of them.
You're showing some affection for Jess Fox on the socials, Whitey.
Yeah, it's a bit of competition, you and him. You and Mitch, away you go.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that, Mitch, over a beer one day. Good luck to you, mate. Appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on the program.
Good on you, boys.